it is a wonderful hymn.
这简直是个非常奇妙的诗歌。
It is a hymn of hope. It's a hymn of peace.
这是一个充满希望、充满平安的诗歌。
And I would even say it's a hymn of joy.
我甚至可以说这是一个非常喜乐的诗歌。
And indeed, you know already what I'm going to talk about today, right?
那的确，你真的知道我今天所要讲的主题了。
So before we start, let's turn our Bible to Philippians chapter 4, verse 7.
因此，在我们开始之前，请会众把圣经翻到腓立比书第四章第七节。
I'll read it first in English, then our sister will read together with you in Chinese.
我先用英文读，姊妹会与会众一同用中文读。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 7.
腓立比书第四章第七节。
And the peace of God passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第四章第七节，会众一起，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Okay. Then let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 1.
让我们再翻到约翰福音。
John chapter 14 verse 1.
让我们再一同翻到圣经约翰福音第十四章第一节。
Chapter 14 verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
约翰福音第十四章第一节。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
In other words, it says here, let not your heart be troubled any longer.
这句话本身的意思就是说，不要让你的心再有任何的搅动、忧愁。
There is trouble.
在这个世界上有困苦。
But the Lord said, "Let not your heart be troubled any longer."
但是主告诉我们，你的心不要忧愁。
Let's 16 through 18.
让我们读16节到7节。
18节 ，OK.
18节。
I will pray to the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter.That he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you.
十四章，十六到十八节。我要求父。父就另外赐给你们一位保护使，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Amen.
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里。
Verse 27, the same chapter.
章圣经第二十七节。
Peace I give you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
二十七节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Verse 33, chapter 16, verse 33.
约翰福音第十六章第三十三节。
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
第三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心。我已经胜了世界。
Okay. Let's turn to Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
让我们翻到罗马书第五第一节。
Chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we are with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书第五章第一节。我们既因信称义，就藉着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Okay, verse 9 and 10, the same chapter.
同一章圣经第九节到第十节。
Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
第九节到第十节，现在我们既靠着他的血称义， 就更要急着他免去神的愤怒。
嗯，
因为我们做仇敌的时候，切急着指着儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
Amen. Chapter 8 verse 15.
第八章第十五节。
For ye have not received the bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
第八章第十五节。你所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
Amen. Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before thy presence,
主耶稣，早间我们来到你的同在当中。
We pray that you once again reveal yourself to us.
我们祈求你把你自己向我们启示。
Lord, you are the source of all the peace that we are seeking after.
主耶稣，你是我们寻求所有平安的源泉。
Therefore, let our eyes be open once again.
就让你求你亲自打开我们的里面的眼睛。
Oh, that we don't seek other sources of peace.
我们不去寻求其他平安的源泉。
Oh, but rather we seek you, yourself.
这样我们就寻求你，唯有你自己。
Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
求你对我们讲话，你的仆人谨听。
Amen.
Amen.
Last time I shared with you concerning that God supplies all needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ.
上次我与会众一同交通的提示，神照他一切的丰富，都丰丰富富的供给我们一切所求所想。
And I believe the brothers and sisters are very encouraged.
我相信弟兄姊妹们心里都得到了激励。
For all the words that have been revealed to us in the Bible.
因为在圣经上所有向我们启示的话语
reveal to us one thing that God is able to fulfill our needs.
圣经上所启示告诉我们神是有大能大力来完全的满足我们一切的需要。
And he has the integrity to fulfill our needs.
他有诚信来满足我们的需要。
And he promised to fulfill our needs.
他也应许要满足我们一切的需要。
And lastly, it is as good as done.
最后一点，这一切都像已经继承的事实。
Yet on our part, we need to know some basic principle.
在这所有的基础上，我们知道有一些原则。
That a lot of times when we pray to seek for our needs, yet how come many times we don't receive it?
为什么有经常的时候，我们祷告的时候，祷告我们需求，我们却没有得到呢？
I believe that the problem with God is a lot of problem with us.
在我看来，这真的不是神的问题，而是我们本身的问题。
And I have, you know, enumerated at least 9 reasons for why what we need to do in order that God can answer our prayer.
至少有9点我们可以做的，来能够让神垂听我们的祷告。
Firstly, we need to know to differentiate what is need and what is desire.
我们第一点要区别的是我们的需要是什么和我们的想要的是什么。
A lot of times it's only our desire, but it's really not our need.
有的时候我们祷告的真是我们想要的而不是我们需要的。
Secondly, we should not take the word of God out of context.
第二点我们要注意的是我们不要来断章取义的读圣经。
One of the biggest problems we have is that we want to just take the portion that we like.
我们最大的问题是我们只是读圣经的一部分。
Yet we should see God's word, see God's promise as a whole.
我们要把神的应许一个整体来看。
And thirdly, we need to deal with our sins.
第三点，我们一定要对付我们的。
The biggest problem for God not to answer our prayer is because sin become a blockage, a hindrance for God to answer our prayer.
我们的祷告不能垂听一个最大的拦阻，就是因为我们的罪。
Number four, we need to ask.
第四点，我们需要祈求。
Yes, indeed, God knows what is our need, but yet He demands that we need to ask Him.
是的，神的确知道我们所有的要求，但是他要求我们必须要来祈求。
The Bible tells us, "Ask and it shall be given to you; seek and ye shall find; knock and it shall be opened unto you."
圣经上告诉我们，祈求就得到，敲门叩门就开门，寻找就寻见。
On the fifth one, we need to what? We need to be specific.
第五点，我们一定要特别的细节的祷告。
Every time we pray, a lot of times we pray in general.
许多的时候我们祷告的都非常的笼统。
But God wants us to be specific.
但是神让我们就是非常的细节祷告。
And we should not believe.
我们还不能懒惰。
And you know, a lot of times, you know, tells us when the Lord rained manna to the children of Israel.
当圣经上告诉我们 以色列的会众从天上得到玛拿的时候
Yet they, every morning they need to what? To go out and pick the manna.
每天早晨他们必须要出去去拾这些玛拿
God supplied, but you need to do your part.
神的确向我们供给但是你必须要做你该做的那一份
The sixth point is that we need to trust his timing.
第六点我们一定要相信主的时候
You know, a lot of times when we ask something, we just want to get it immediately.
有许多的时候我们要祈求的时候我们就要立刻得到
But we need to know we need to respect God's timing.
我们就知道我们必须要尊重神的时候
It's, His timing is always the best.
他的时候是最佳的时候
And then we also need to what? To trust his ways.
我们还要相信他的方式
Sometimes when we pray, we already get our own agenda.
当我们祷告的时候我们时常已经有了我们自己的日程
And we want our ways to be followed and God just to be our supporter.
让我们的方式来进行神只作为我们的一个支援者
You know, when Jesus is Lord,
当耶稣是主
He needs to what? Just to follow after him.
我们只需要紧紧地跟随他
For his ways is greater than our ways, his thought is higher than our thoughts.
因为他的道路高过我们的道路他的意念高过我们的意念
Then eighth, we need to just focus on him.
第八点我们一定要专注在神的身上
Is there a need? Yes, there is a need.
是有需要吗的确我们真的有需要
But the Bible tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you.
但圣经上却告诉我们说你寻求神的国和神的义这一切的事情都将加添给你
When we seek after him, when we focus on him, God automatically will fulfill our needs.
当我们寻求神我们专注在他身上的时候神自然会满足我们一切的需要
And lastly, we just plainly need to trust him.
最后一点我们只能单单的来依靠他
Trust not only what he can give but who he is and who he is to us
不光是来相信他给我们什么最主要的是相信他是谁他们的地位是什么
We need to trust him that he is our heavenly father
我们要相信他是我们天上的
And being our father he will take care of all our
作为我们的父亲他一定会满足我们一切的需要
Now today I want to talk about peace
今天我要讲的是平安
Oh, we have a lasting peace that we need in the midst of trouble
就是在一切的逆境中这个持久的平安不变的平安
Brothers and sisters, we live in a kind of situation in a kind of environment that there is no peace but rather there's a lot of violenceAnd uncertainty.
今天我们所居住的世界是一个缺乏平安的，不仅没有平安，却有许多的这种暴力和许多的困惑。
Oh, sometimes when you go out, you are just afraid that what will happen when I get back.
那你经常出门的时候，你就想我回来会碰到什么呢
？One time there's a driver driving through the interstate highway.
有一天有一个司机在洲际公路上开车的时候
，And he's late for work.
他有已经迟到了。
So he saw that there is a space that is in front of him, so he just make a cut.
所以他看到他的车前面有一个空位，他就直接掰进去。
Because not making that signal, the driver behind him was so mad.
因为他去示意他要并线，所以后面的司机就非常的生气。
That driver behind him pulled out the gun and shoot him, and that's end.
然后那个后面的司机就拿出枪对他射击。一切就这样结束了。
One time there is a person who is working in a healthcare center.
在这个医疗中心有一个人。
He's been taking care of the patients, you know, a helper in that healthcare center.
他在这个医疗中心去是工作的，他在帮助人，照顾病人。
One day he just came into work and start shooting all the medical personnel and all the patients.
有一天他早晨进来的时候，他就开始拿起枪射击一切的这些医疗人员和这些病人
No one expect this to happen.
没有人预料到这一切会发生
Because when you talk about healthcare centers, surely this is a place of peace. This is a place where people is well taken care of.
如果你讲到医疗中心的话，你想到是一个平安和医治的地方
Not knowing that there's a terrorist in the midst of them.
不会想到在这中间会发生
Brothers and sisters, I'm not here just to frighten you.
弟兄姊妹，我不是在这吓唬
But reality is this.
但是就是这样。
There is really no peace among us.
在我们中间真的没有平安。
You know, one day there's a person who came to work.
有一天一个人去上班。
Then there's the supervisor standing in front of him.
这个他的上司就站在他前面。
And he said and gave him a plastic bag and said, please collect all your personal belongings. Today is your last day for work.
他就给他了一个塑料袋子，告诉他。把你的东西都收拾好，今天是你最后一天上班。
And this person just, you know, encountered a big trouble because his home got flooded.
他这个人呢，他刚刚有了一些麻烦，因为他的房子被水淹了。
Yet the person said it's your last day of work.
但是他被告知说这是他最后一天
的工作。And he'd been working in this company for 18 years.
他在这个公司里面已经工作了18年。
Well, sometimes so when we go to work, sometimes there is always a fear or a, you know, anxiety within. Am I going to have another work?
有的时候，经常的时候，你去上班的时候，你的心里充满了焦虑，因为你真的不确定你是不是还会有这个工作。
Brothers, we are in this kind of situation.
姊妹们，我们面临的状况就是这样。
Because of these people try to seek out that peace that is beyond human understanding.
因为这些人们都在去寻求一个平安，这个平安是人所不能理解的平安。
So they try to what? Seek for power.
所以有的人就以能力至上，权力至上。
They feel like if I have power, I can control the situation.
他们认为如果我有了权力的话，我就能够控制这些局面。
Maybe young people here, you know history.
有许多的年轻人在这，也许你知道你的历史。
One of the greatest emperor of in general of the French is Napoleon Bonaparte.
在法国历史上最大的将军和君王就是拿破仑。
He's one of the most wisest and most able general.
他是最有能力、最英明的一个将军。
When France was in its lowest state,
当法国处于最弱势的状况的时候
，he used his ability to what bring what France up to that glorious chapter.
他利用自己的能力把法国恢复到强势阶段。
And he tried to conquer nation to enrich the French treasury.
他真是亲临四周，好叫法国城志大。
At that portion of time, France is really enjoying peace and satisfaction.
在那段时间，法国真是面临全国的和平和满足。
But in the mind of Napoleon, there is really no peace.
但是在拿破仑本身的思想里面，他却一点平安都没有。
While people is what enjoying peace, he's preparing for war.
当法国人民在享受这个法国的平安的时候，他却在准备更多的征战。
Because he knew for a fact that those countries that he conquered are preparing for war to fight against him.
他知道他所征服的这些国家一定是在私下里在准备来反战。
Indeed, he is always out of his country fighting all these people around him.
所以他就准备所有的这些士兵来准备人的反叛。
To make the story short, he was defeated at the Battle of Waterloo.
长话短说，他在滑铁卢战役上大败。
And France dip into what? Into poverty once again.
法国就面临了危机。
So is it power or not power?
这是权力吗？是权力。
Even though you had power, you can only have this little piece only temporarily.
即使有权力，但是你只有那么一丁点的平安，因为这只是短暂的。
Then people say maybe riches.
那人们就说可能是财富至上。
If I have acquired riches, they can I will be assured of the future.
如果我有了财富的话，我就能够确定我的明天。
You know Germany in the end of World War II.
你知道在第二次世界大战结尾的时候德国的状况吗
they try to what, burn their currency as fuel.
你知道德国人甚至烧他们的钱币来取暖吗
Because their currency have no value after all.
因为他们的钱币已经没有价值了
Firewood is more expensive than their currency.
因为取暖的材木比他这个钱还要贵
You know, I came from a third world country.
我是从第三世界国家来的
You know, before in the Philippines, one peso it costs $1.
以前的时候，菲律宾的一个菲律宾元钱是3个美金。
Now it's 60 peso for $1.
现在是60个菲律宾元是1个美金。
So you try to accumulate riches, it's not the answer for peace.
如果你想要积攒财富，那不是你得平安的原因。
You try to accumulate riches to assure in the future so you will have peace. I will say this is not the answer.
如果你认为你积攒财富就能得到平安，来以确保你的明天，我要告诉你，这不是你的答案。
People say, okay, maybe I accumulate knowledge.
那人有的人就说知识至上，我可以有很多的知识。
So through knowledge, then I can what? I'll try to deal with the situation.
如果我有了知识的话，我就可以应付所有的环境。
Oh, so when problem comes, I used to try to deal with my knowledge.
当我有问题发生的时候，我就用我的知识来对付这些问题。
But is it the end? No, another problem comes up.
但是这就结束了呢，还有其他的问题来
出现。So you're always in this kind of situation, being worried, no peace within, and trying to what? Keep up with the situation.
对，所以你就出现了这个恶循环，就是你没有平安，你焦虑，然后就是总是在要解决问题当中。
In other words, the peace that what the world is to offer is only circumstantial peace.
换句话说，这个世界所能给的平安，全是凭着外界环境所给的。
A peace that is so fragile that it breaks.
这个平安是如此的脆弱，是很容易破碎的。
A kind of peace that is dependent upon the situation around.
这个平安是依靠外界环境的决定的。
If the situation is good, you have peace. If the situation is not good, you don't have peace.
如果周遭的环境好的话，你觉得很平安；周遭的环境不好的话，你就失去了平安。
But what God wants to give us is a kind of peace that is called the lasting peace.
但是神要给我们的却是永久的、不变的平安。
A peace that is beyond human understanding.
这个平安是超过我们所心思意念所揣度的。
A peace that you can experience in the midst of all trouble.
即使是在逆境当中，你一样能经历神的平安。
A peace that is so tranquil, so deep that it will what carry you out in the midst of all troubles.
这个是如此的深层安，如此安静的平安，它可以让你凌驾于所有的逆境之上。
Now, how do we obtain this peace?
那我们怎么才能得到这个平安呢？
I believe a lot of brothers and sisters know the answer.
我相信许多的弟兄姊妹都知道这个问题的答案。
But sometimes we need to be reminded.
但是许多的时候我们确实要被提醒。
Because a lot of times when we encounter problems,
因为当我们遇到问题的时候，
we try to seek out some other sources for peace.
我们真的就开始去寻求其他的源泉。
Today, how do we obtain this peace?
今天我们怎么才能得到这个平安呢？
There are three things.
有三点。
Firstly, is the acknowledgement that sin is a problem.
第一点，我们必须承认罪是问题，最大的问题。
Sin is the thing that hinders peace to comes into us.
罪来阻止我们，就是搅动了我们里面的平安，让我们失去平安。
We know in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
我们看创世纪第一章。
When God created man, man is at peace.
当时创造人的时候是在平安里和平居住。
Man and God and man, there is no hindrance after all.
人和神，神和人里面没有间隔。
Man and God, God and man can what? Communicate, can fellowship one to another.
人和神，神和人之间可以互相的交通， man, 没有间隔。
God to such an extent to pour out his very heart desire to man.
这样神就可以把自己心里最深处的意愿交通给人。
Just imagine, God did not express his heart's desire or his purpose to the angels.
让我告诉你，神没有向天使来启示他里面的他心思意念，他里面最大的意愿。
But because God loves man, God is so at peace with man, God revealed His heart's desire to man.
但是人当人与神有和平的时候，神就把自己最深的意念来启示给人。
God even tell man, you know, you need to what? To rule in my behalf.
所以一个程度，神甚至告诉人说，你要替我来统治管辖世界。
Isn't that what he said, that you may have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the face of the earth?
圣经上不是讲说人可以有权柄统辖地下的水中的鱼天上的鸟和一切活物吗？
And God also care about the needs of men.
神也的确的来满足人们的需要。
When he see men so lonely, he said, let's make a counterpart for him.
他看到人很孤独，他说我为你寻找一个伴侣。
This is the kind of situation man in the Garden of Eden.
这个就是在伊甸园里面的情况。
But when men fell into sin,
但当人来犯罪堕落的时候，
that fellowship ceased to exist.
这个交通就断绝了。
That peace that men enjoyed ceased to exist.
这个神与人之间的和平就断绝了。
Even though the man was still in the garden,
虽然人还在这个伊甸园里面，
yet he's hiding from God.
他却自己躲藏。
The Bible tells us God walked in the day.
圣经上耶和华神在园子中行走的时候，
yet they cannot find man. God cannot find man.
他却找不着人。
And he said, Adam, Adam, where art thou?
他说亚当，亚当，你们在哪里？
Then Adam said, I'm afraid.
亚当说我很害怕。
Why are you afraid?
你为什么害怕呢？
Because you have eaten that forbidden fruit.
因为我吃了那个禁果。
Brothers and sisters, when sin enters into the world, peace is taken out.
所以当罪进入人的里面的时候，我们就失去了所有的平安。
You see the example of the Samaritan woman.
你看见这个撒玛利亚妇人的这个例子。
When I was young, I was so interested. Why the...This Samaritan woman tried to pick up water in the middle of the day.
当我小的时候，我就在想知道为什么这撒玛利亚妇人在一天大中午的时候来取水。
Because according to the practices or custom, the women pick up water either in the early morning or the end of the day.
因为照着当时的风俗，是妇女来打水，或者是一早，或者是傍晚。
In other words, it's the time of the day where it's not hot.
换句话说，他们打水的时间都是天气不热的时候。
No one pick up water in the middle of the day.
没有人在中午的时候来打水。
Yet the Samaritan woman pick up the water in the middle of the day.
但是这个撒玛利亚妇人却在正午的时候
打水。Why? Because she's afraid that she might meet those women or those wives of the husband whom he had an immoral relationship.
因为她害怕打水的时候遇见那些在与她的丈夫一些其他的妇人，那些妇人都有正常的婚姻关系。
And because of that, they are afraid. He was afraid this woman might do something bad on her.
她就害怕别人会对她做一些不好的事情。
In other words, there is always a feeling of guilt within.
换句话说，在她里自己就有深深的自责。
Brothers, isn't this the situation of the world today?
这个就不是说这个是这个难道不是这个世界的潮流吗？
When men continue to live in sin, we are in a thing called there is no peace.
当人继续在挣扎的时候，我们之间没有平安。
Let me read to you some verses in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 22.
让我为你读一下以赛亚书第四十八章。
Chapter 48, verse 22 says.
二十二节，以赛亚书四十八章二十二节。
And there is no peace, saith the Lord unto the wicked.
耶和华说，恶人必不得平安。
No, chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Verse 20 and 21.
二十到二十一节。
But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose water casts up mire and dirt, and there is no peace, said the Lord to the wicked.
唯独恶人，好像翻腾的海不得平静，其中的水常涌出污秽和淤泥来。我的神说，恶人必不得平安。
He said the wicked are like the troubled sea.
这上面说恶污泥污秽和淤泥，恶人就是涌出污秽和淤泥。
Look at the situation in U.S. today.
让我们看看美国现在的大
环境。Are we like the troubled sea?
我们难道不像这些海不得平静吗？
Look at the election.
让我们这个总统大选战。
One candidate say one thing, the other candidate say another thing.
一个候选人这样说，另外一个候选人那样说。
One say I will want America to be great again.
一个人说我要让美国再伟大。
The other say, oh, America is already great. Which is which? Tell me.
另外一个说美国已经很伟大了，到底是谁说的对呢？告诉我。
Very confusing.
是不是很让人困惑？
Not only that, we are really in big trouble.
不光是这样，我们现在遇到了大麻烦了。
Look at the economic situation.
看看我们的经济状况。
Oh, I'm not an economist, but just look at it and you see it's really going down.
我不是经济学家，但是我能看见美国的经济正在处于滑坡阶段。
We are so much in debt, trillions of dollars, that we are having problem even to pay for the interest.
我们陷入的债务是如此的深，我们已经欠了这么多的债，我们已经没有办法还利息了。
This is the kind of trouble we are going through.
这个就是我们面临的大问题。
And the moral situation where we are in.
道德败坏，让我们看一看现在的情景。
It's what says it's what it's like the sea trying to try to cast up mire and dirt.
所以这里面如此的糟糕，就是说水常涌出污秽和淤泥来。
No, I just there's a brother.No, a person. I should say there's a person.
有一个人。
He came out. He said, "I came out from my closet. I'm a gay."
他说我从我的储藏衣服的那个小屋子出来，我现在宣告我
同性恋。And the other said, "You are so brave."
另外一个人说，哦，你真的很勇敢。
Oh, this is something before. This is something so shameful.
那以前的时候，这是一个非常羞耻的事情。
Yet they treat it something good or glorious.
现在人们把它当作一个荣耀的事情来看待。
And I also heard the news that there is a mother who filed tried to have a license to marry his son.
我听到最新的新闻是有一个母亲想要得到这个婚姻许可证，她的儿子结婚。
When I heard it, throw up.
我听到这个消息，我都快呕吐了。
Another thing is worse than that. A man is trying to ask for a license to marry his dog.
还有一个更让人恶心的事情，就是有一个人想要取得结婚证和他的狗结婚。
It's exactly what the Bible says.
这难道不是圣经上启示我们，
告
警戒我们的吗？
We are like a troubled sea.
我们就是海不得平静。
But it cannot rest whose water casts out mire and dirt.
翻腾的海不能平静，涌出污秽和淤泥来。
Brothers, this is the kind of situation we are here today.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所面临的环境就是这个样的环境。
But so sad to say, we don't even know the situation.
但是让人悲哀的事情，我们甚至不能够觉察到自己的环境。
This is so normal.
我们还觉得这一切都是正常的。
Let's turn to chapter 59.
让我们翻到59章。以赛亚书。
59 verse 8.
以赛亚书59章第八节。
He said, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their going. They have made them crooked path, whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace.
以赛亚书第五十九八第九节，平安的路他们不知道，所行的事没有公平。他们为自己修弯曲的路，凡行此路的都不知道平安。
You know, instead of turning to God to repent of their sins, they try to what? Make some crooked path.
他们反倒不转向神，来去悔改他们的罪，却越来越远离神，修自己弯曲的路。
They take away the Bibles from schools.
他们甚至把圣经从学校里拿走。
They forbid the praying in schools.
甚至不让学校祷告。
They said this is unlawful.
他们认为这是非法的。
They take away the Ten Commandments from the public places.
他们把十诫从公众的地方拿走。
Brothers and sisters, is this not a crooked path?
弟兄姊妹们，这难道不是弯曲的路吗？
And the result of all this.
这一切事情的结果。
Let me read to you another portion, chapter 59, verse 1 and 2.
让我再为你读以赛亚书五章第一节第二节。
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, nor it cannot save, neither is heavy that it cannot hear, but iniquity have separated you between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, and that he will not hear.
以赛亚书第五十九章第一第二节，耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救，耳朵并非发沉，不能听见，但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝。
There's a problem between us and God.
在我们和神之间有问题。
A while ago we read Romans chapter 5.
当我们之前已经读过罗马书第五章。
Verse 9 and verse 10 says we have the wrath of God upon us, we have become enemies of God.
在罗马书第五章第九到十节说，我们面临着神的震怒。
If we are expecting the wrath of God upon us, if we are the enemies of God, can we have peace? Surely not.
说到如果我们做仇敌的话，我们肯定没有与神和好。
And brothers and sisters, we need to acknowledge this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须承认这个。
To acknowledge the fact that our sin has become a hindrance for us to have peace.
我们必须承认，是因为我们的罪来阻我们与神之间的和好。
But secondly, we need to have a realization.
第二点，我们必须知道明确一点。
One is acknowledgement, one is realization.
第一点是承认，第二个是明确。
What should we realize?
我们必须明确什么呢？
That God is the source of all peace.
就是我们的神是一切平安的源泉。
John chapter 1, chapter 4 says.
约翰福音第四章。
He says, peace I leave with you, peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth.
约翰福音第十四章说到，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
And in verse 27 it says, you know, these things are written that you might know that in me you will have peace.
好叫你知道我所赐的是在我里面的平安。
In the world there is tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
在这个世界上有苦难，在我的里面有平安，因为我已经胜过了这个世界。
Brothers and sisters, God is the source of all our peace.
弟兄姊妹们，神是我们一切平安的源泉。
The goal deep that we can overcome every situation.
这个平安是如此深的平安，好叫我们来凌驾一切的一切的逆境。
No, if you read John chapter 14 verse 1,
如果你读约翰福音第十四章第一节，
He said, let not your heart be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me.
他说你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
You know, when you read this, sometimes you feel like, how can the Lord say that?
你读这个的时候，你是不是就会问，主怎么会这样讲呢？
Because in chapter 13,
因为在十三章的时候，
the Lord Jesus is revealing that one of them will betray him.
主耶稣已经预言会有一个人出卖他。
Will you not be troubled?
你难道不难受吗？
Not only that, he tell Peter, you will deny me three times before the cock crows.
他甚至告诉彼得说，当鸡叫三次以前，你会来否认我的名。
And the rest of the disciples is like the sheep that has been running away because the shepherd is being beaten.
当牧羊人被击打的时候，羊群就散了。
So this is really very troubling.
这个真的是让人非常不安。
Yet the Lord told the disciples, let not your heart trouble, believe in God, believe also in me.
但是耶稣却告诉我们说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because there is a peace that is beyond human understanding.
因为这个平安是人所不能理解的平安。
And this peace comes through the Holy Spirit.
这个平安是藉着圣灵给的平安。
That's why the Lord said, don't be troubled.
所以圣经主告诉我们不要惧怕。
I might be going, but I'm sending a comforter that will be in you and with you forever.
虽然我要走了，但是我会差遣有一个保惠师与你们永永远远的同在。
God never promised us there will be no trouble in this world.
神从来没有允许我们在这个世界上永远是平安的，没有麻烦。
But God promised us there is a Holy Spirit with us, within us that will comfort us, will give us peace.
但是神确实应许说，我们的有里面有内住的圣灵作为我们的保护师，来维持我们里面的平安。
The hymn that we sing a while ago.
当然，还有我们所唱的那首诗歌。
That brother experienced so much trouble.
那位弟兄经历了如此多的困苦。
His business failed, was burned down because of the Chicago fire.
因着芝加哥的大火，他的事业遭受了挫折。
His son died.
他的儿子死了。
Four daughters got drowned.
他的四个女儿都淹死了。
If you can still feel joy, I don't know what kind of person you are.
如果你还有喜乐的话，我真的不知道你是什么
样的人。Yet in the midst of all that, he can say, it is well with my soul.
在这一切的混乱和痛苦当中，他却能说，我的魂可无恐，有平安。
This peace is not circumstantial. This peace is lasting peace. This is a peace that is beyond human understanding.
这个平安的确是人所不能理解的平安，是不依着外界环境的改变而改变的。它是一个永久的平安。
This is the peace that God has given unto us.
这个平安是神所赐给我们的平安。
Number three.
第三点。
Not only we have the acknowledgement and also the realization, we have the acceptance.
不仅我们要承认，我们要明确的知道，并且我们受这个平安。
The Bible tells us, whosoever of him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
因为圣经上告诉我们，凡认耶稣基督为主的，不仅不会死，而且会有永生。
You know, a young brother prayed that in this Lord's Table meeting. I just say, Amen, brother.
所以，当我们有弟兄来在。福饼聚会祷告的时候，我的心里就充满了 Amen.
Because the thing that really bothers us is sin and death.
因为真正的搅动我们里面的是我们的罪和死的问题。
Thank God.
但是感谢主，
He came.
他来了。
And when we accept Him,
当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，
Peace come into our midst.
这个平安就到了我们的心里。
You know, we have eternal life.
第一点，我们有永远的生命。
You know, John chapter 20 verse 31 says.
的约翰福音第二十章第二十一节讲到，
yeah, all these things are written,
这一切事情上记载，
that you may know that in him we have eternal life.
我们就知道在他的里面我们有永生。
Praise the Lord, we have eternal life.
感谢主永生。
Secondly, we are free from the wrath that is to come.
第二点，我们就免去了神的
咒。 On the one hand, Romans chapter 5 verse 9 and 10 tells us that we are under the wrath of God, we are enemies of God.
罗马书第五章第九到十节中讲到，我们是与神与仇为 为仇为敌的人，我们是在神的震怒之下的。
And it is also this same verse that tells us the way in order to avoid that wrath of God.
就是这节圣经也同样告诉我们，我们怎么样能够避免这个震怒。
Through his death, the wrath of God was taken away.
藉着神的死，这个震怒就被挪走了。
The wrath of God is appeased because of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不再经历神的震怒，我们与神和好了。
Now, not only that, we are no longer the enemies of God.
因着基督的死，我们不再是与神为仇为敌。
Rather, there is a what? Through his resurrection.
藉着他的复活。
There is a change in position.
我们的地位得到了改变。
No longer what? No longer in the kingdom of darkness, but transferred into the kingdom of light.
我们从黑暗的国度被亲到他爱子光明的国度。
But we don't have this spirit of slavery in which we are afraid of.
我们不再是奴仆的心，他的心。
But we have the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
我们却有为子的心，我们称阿爸父。
Brothers and sisters, just imagine.
弟兄姊妹们，想一想。
Before we are just like Adam, trying to hide away from God.
我们在这之前就像亚当一样，想要逃避神的面。
But today we have this spirit of adoption, we can cry, Abba, Father.
但是今天我们有神的生命在里面，我们可以呼叫阿爸父。
Every time we are in trouble.
每次我们有麻烦的时候。
Problems.
当我们遇到困难的时候
say, Abba, Father.
我们可以呼求阿爸父
You know, this is really so sweet.
这个真的是很甜美的
No, I can really feel that because my father had passed away.
我为什么知道因为我的父亲过世了
But every time I have such so much problems.
当我遇到麻烦的时候
When I am so worried.
我是如此的焦虑
Whenever I come to the Father.
我来到父的面前
Oh, Abba, Father.
阿爸父
You just know what peace we have.
你就知道我们的平安是何怎样的平安。
This is a peace that is beyond human standing,
这个是人所不能理解的平安。
That will keep us in mind in Christ Jesus.
好叫我们的心思意念都在耶稣基督里得到保守。
You know, how wonderful it is.
这是多么奇妙的事情。
This is the way to obtain peace.
这就是来有平安的一个秘诀。
But it's not the end yet.
但是这不是唯一的。
Yes, we have peace.
是的，我们有平安。
Because we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，藉着耶稣基督，我们与神和好。
And Let me say it in this way.
让我换句话说。
To have peace with God is once in a lifetime.
与神和好只是人生中一次经历的事情。
One day, if you decide I want to accept the Lord Jesus.
如果有一天你要决定我要接受主耶稣基督做我的救主。
We have peace with God.
我们就与神和好了。
But there's another kind of peace.
但是还有另外一个平安。
The Bible tells the peace of God.
还有一个就是。
The peace of God.
神的平安。
How do you continue to have the peace of God?
你怎么才能有神的平安呢？
It's a daily thing that we need to choose.
这是我们每天要做决定选择的神的平安。
We have peace with God.
是与神和好了。
We know our eternal destiny is already secured.
我们知道我们永远的生命是在天堂上已经非常保险了。
But daily as we continue to live in this world.
但是我们每日在这个地上生活的时候。
When we want to experience the peace of God, it's a daily choice.
我们每天要得到神的平安，是我们自己的一个选择。
Firstly, we need to what? To deal with our sins, as I already said.
我就像我永总是说的，我们要对付我们的罪。
If sin is always a big problem.
是的，罪永远是一个问题，拦阻。
Let me use the example of King Saul and King David.
让我告诉你一个例子，就是扫罗王和大卫王。
Both of them come from a humble beginnings.
他们一开始都是非常谦卑的背景。
Both came what?Become called by the Lord to become the king of Israel.
他们同时被神呼召成为以色列的王。
Both of them have their own weaknesses.
他们本身都有他们的弱点。
But the thing is, when King Saul sinned against God,
但是问题是，当扫罗王来得罪神的时候
，instead of repenting, he on his way.
他没有来悔改，他继续走的道路。
To such an extent, God's presence is away from him.
到了一个程度，神就不再向他显现。
When he seeks the Lord and There is no way to find the Lord.
他想要寻求神，却寻不着。
So lastly, what he do? He looked for a witch.
最后一件事情，他就去找教鬼的。
Brothers, you should know King Saul is a very special king.
你要知道扫罗王是一个非常特殊的王。
He is that one king who tried to drive away all the soothsayers, all the witch that is in the land.
你知道他起先是把所有的教鬼的和这些巫师、法师都赶出以色列境。
It is one of the best accomplishment of King Saul.
他这是他最大的成就之一。
Yet when he sinned against the Lord,
但是当他得罪神的时候
and God's presence is no longer with him,
神的同在不在，神不再向他显现的时候，
instead of going to the Lord, continuously repenting, he looked for a witch.
他没有再回到神的面前，
and,
没有再悔改，
and we know,
他去选择交鬼。
We know his destiny.
我们知道命运。
He died in battle.
他在战争中死了。
His head off.
他的头被被切掉。
And his sons also was murdered.
所以他的儿子也被杀死。
Only one hand, King David.
那在另外一方面，大卫王。
As I said, he has also his weaknesses.
大卫也有他自己的弱点。
Yet when it is brought to his attention of his sin,
当他被告知他的罪的时候，
he immediately repents.
他立刻就悔改了。
Even though he suffered the consequences,
虽然他也要面对罪的公价，
yet he has peace within.
但是他里面却有平安。
When we need to ask ourselves, is there sin in our hearts?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们真的要省察我们自己里面是不是有罪。
normally as a child of God, we should experience peace.
因为作为神的儿女，我们里面应该有平安。
So one of the most important things we need to ask ourselves, is there some hidden sin in our hearts?
所以我们就要问问我们自己，我们里面有没有潜伏的罪。
Secondly,
第二点，
we need to continue to live in the presence of God.
我们一定要持续地活在神的面光之中。
Yes, I said a while ago, there will always be.
是的，就像我之前说的，我们总会有
问题。God,
但是当我们是活在神的面光当中的时候，我们就会有平安。
Look at Moses, the servant of God.
你看一看摩西，神的仆人。
He is leading the children of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land.
他带领以色列人从埃及出来，进迦南美地。
But this group of people is not an easy group of people to deal with.
但是当然，这群人真的不好对付。
You, no matter how much you, God is blessing them, they still have something to complain about.
不管神如何的祝福他们，他们总是有一些要抱怨的话语。
They complain against God, they even complain against Moses.
他们不仅抱怨神，他们抱怨摩西。
To such an extent, they are about to what, stone him to death.
到一个程度，他们就会用乱石打死他。
Even Aaron and her sister Miriam, what, rebelled against him.
甚至他的姐姐米利安也来敌对他。
Yet Moses never in one time tried to defend himself.
但是摩西没有一次，从来没有过为自己辩护。
Is this trouble?
这是麻烦吗？是的，许多的麻烦。
But his secret, every time he experienced trouble, he kept God's presence.
但是这里的秘诀就是，每当他有麻烦的时候，他来到神的面光当中。
And you know what? God stood for him. God spoke on his behalf.
所以神就为他站立，为他讲话。
You know, if we have some trouble here,
如果我们现在有麻烦的话，
and the Lord will just suddenly appear and speak on your behalf, try to defend you.
如果神突然向你显现，为你讲话，
what more can we ask, right?
你还有什么要求吗？
This is exactly what Moses experienced.
这就是摩西所经历的。
The God of creation speaking on his behalf, defending him.
创造万物的主为他来辩护。
This is the peace beyond human understanding.
这就是超过人所理解的平安。
Brothers, we need to always depend upon him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们真的要完全的依赖神。
You know, sometimes I just don't know how to express this kind of, you know, what it means to live in his presence.
所以有的时候我真的不知道来怎么样解释说活在同在的面光当中。
But I was meditating, then the Lord gave me an idea.
所以当我在思想这个话的时候，神给我一个启示。
It's like a baby.
就像一个婴儿。
When a baby is sick.
当婴儿生病的时候。
She kept on crying.
她一直在哭。
But when the mother came.
当母亲来的时候。
Just put it upon her shoulder.
她就把她抱起来。
Immediately that crying just subsides.
所以这个他就哭声戛然而止。
Is it because the sickness has gone away? No, it's not.
是因为他就不生病了吗？不是的。
But the sickness is still there.
是病还在那儿？是的。
But the baby knows, with mom on my side, with mom carrying me, it will be okay.
但是婴孩知道，当妈妈在的时候，我就没事了。
Today we are in the bosom of the Father.
今天我们在父的怀中。
Yes, we might encounter so many problems.
是的，我们的确会遇到许多的麻烦。
But when we are in the bosom of the Father,
但是当我们在父的怀中的时候，
not only we are assured that we will go through all these troubles,
我们不仅有确据我们要经历这所有的苦难，
we are assured there is hope in the
我们并且有确据我们有面临我们美好的明天。
That's why we need to know we should not dependently of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，知道我们必须来依靠神，
need,
不能自我依靠。
Every time we need to live dependently upon Him.
我们必须要完全的依靠他。
Lastly,
最后一点，
how we need to focus on him.
我们必须专注在神。
You know, focus on him alone.
完全专注，唯一专注在神。
Claim the promise God has given us.
让来宣告神给我们所有的应许。
You know, is there still problems? Yes, there is.
问题还存在吗？是的，问题还存在。
Is there a need for being dealt to deal with this problem? Yes, there is. We need to.
我们需要解决这些问题，是的。
But there's a hymn that says.
但是有一个诗歌唱的。
For Jesus is, my joy is there.
他说。有耶稣在，我的喜乐就在那。
Do you amen this?
弟兄姊妹，你同意我的看我的说法吗？
Amen.
请对我说阿门。
Is, my joy is there.
如耶稣在哪，我的喜乐就在哪。
So may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
Yes, this is a very common message, basic.
是的，我今天交通的是非常基本的、非常常见的一个主题。
Yes, reminds us we should not go for other source and peace.
但是我们真的要被提醒，我们不要从神之外去寻求其他的平安。
Rather, we come to God for peace.
让我们总是来到神的面前来寻求平安。
Not only we will experience the peace with God.
不仅我们经历是与神同和好的平安。
We will experience peace of God.
我们并且有神赐给我们他的平安。
Let's have a prayer word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you.
主耶稣，我们早间来感谢你。
Lord, you tell us in this world there is tribulation.
你告诉我们在这个世界上有苦难。
But you also tell us that we be of good cheer. We have overcome the world.
但是你告诉我们，我们要喜乐，因为你已经战胜过了这个世界。
Oh Lord, you already overcome each and every situation that we are going through.
你已经战胜过了我们所经历的任何的每一个环境。
Today we are already in your bosom.
我们现在在你的怀中。
Whom we have to fear?
我们还害怕谁呢
？Lord, if God is with us, who can be against us?
如果神在我们这一边，我们有什么可怕的呢
？Lord, once again, reassure us of your very presence in our life.
我们确定你在我们与我们每日同活生活当中。
That we will continue to live in your presence.
要继续活在你的同在和面光，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。